Valley of the Sun, Golf Talk Radio. This program is brought to you by ChuckEvansGolf.com. Hi, this is Chuck Evans, and I'd like to discuss one of the most overlooked items for golfers, and that's programming your computer. There's basically two computers in golf. First is a golf ball, and secondly is, of course, your mind. If you can't see something in your mind, then you are going to be unable to perform it. And the golf ball doesn't know whether you're male or female, right-handed, left-handed, young, old, tall, short. It's only going to respond the information that was put into it. So there are five basic programming routines that you want to go through. And for every geometrical, identical pattern, that is your computer's basic programming, and all your subsequent programming has to agree with that. Hitting, swinging, doesn't matter. So the primary programming must maintain the feel of your whatever your basic procedure is. The second programming routine is the positioning of the machine, that's you, to the ball, which is, and really we're talking about ball location. To control direction under any given conditions, wind, side hills, hooks, slices, bad lies in a divot, etc., etc. The third routine is distance control for the club selection. How you're feeling the pressure in your right forefinger, wind and turf. The fourth routine is a precise difference in feel for any of the selected variations so they don't alter your basic geometry of the stroke you're trying to put on the golf ball. And the fifth routine is your mental attitude. You know, you press a button that wipes out everything except that program. So if you decide that you want to hit a 5-iron and then you back off and decide you want to hit a 6, you have to completely reprogram your computer. And you don't move the club until you're thoroughly conscious of yourself standing over the ball. So these are just a couple of things that you have to go into because, you know, it's only 4/10,000ths of a second that this brain and the ball, the computer, actually has to receive, analyze, and respond to the impulses during impact. So then obviously impact is the programming of the ball and the computer. So again, you got to put the precision in so you can get the precision out. If you put garbage in, you'll always get garbage out. So again, when you're working on your stroke, not only work on your mechanics, but work on your mental process. And a good way to do that is through Carrie Mumford's Clear Keys. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, you need to visit his site, which is keygolf.com. He has a little form on there that you fill out. I think it's like 50 questions that will determine your style, personality, etc. And then you learn how to play golf in that style. And there's only about 1% of the golfers playing golf today that actually do play in their style. So when somebody says, boy, that person is in the zone, you know, what the heck does that mean? In the zone. That just means they're playing within their style. I mean, if you look at Ernie Els and Tiger Woods, two completely different personalities, two completely different tempoed golf swings, if you switch them around and gave Tiger Ernie's tempo and Ernie Tiger's tempo, they'd still be great players. But they would not be playing within their style. So they would have some problems, and they wouldn't be as good a player as they would be playing within their style. So work on your mechanics, work on your mental game. Let us know if we can help, and we'll always be there.